the November cotton numbers have been released this morning, and to give them, we have a new voice on board, as Steve Malicheski from USDA's National Ag Statistics Service will be taking over this role. And Steve, the microphone is all yours.
The November 1 forecast for all U.S. cotton is 18.4 million bales, down 2% from last month, but up 51% from last year. Upland cotton is forecasted at 17.9 million bales, also down 2% from October. Yield is expected to average 821 pounds per acre, down 20 pounds from last month, but up 44 pounds from last year. The Southeast region is expected to produce 4.1 million bales, up 2% from the October forecast. Georgia producers expected to harvest 2.2 million bales, up 2% from last month, while Florida is expected to produce 135,000 bales, up 13% from October. The upland cotton crop developed ahead of normal due to the continual hot, dry weather. Warm weather also helped dry fields in the Carolinas and Virginia, which were still wet from Tropical Storm Nicole. Objective yield data in Georgia shows bolls per acre to be the lowest in the last 6 years, and boll weight to be at its lowest level since 1998. The November 1 forecast for the Delta region is 3.9 million bales, up 1% from October. Louisiana is expected to harvest 440,000 bales, unchanged from last month. Mississippi growers are forecasted to produce 860,000 bales, up 4% from last month. Producers experienced ideal weather for harvest activities, and by month's end, over 95% of the crop was harvested, well ahead of normal. Texas production is forecast at 8.3 million bales, down 7% from last month. Yield potentials decreased when hailstorms moved through the High Plains region during the month. Objective yield data in Texas showed both forecasted boll weights and bolls per acre decreased from last month. California and Arizona production is forecast at 1.4 million bales, unchanged from October. Harvest was well underway by the end of the month. In summary, the November forecast for the United States cotton production is 18.4 million bales, down 2% from October, but up 51% from 2009. This is Steve Malicheski with the USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service.
Thanks, Steve, and again, we welcome you aboard and look forward to working with you.
Thank you.